American troops deployed all over the world, in some cases in harm's way. Defense Secretary Robert Gates here is speaking of Iraq.
I don't know how many trips I've made to Iraq. It's maybe 14, something like that. And this will probably be my last one. And I just wanted to come and say thank you and tell you that working with you all has been the greatest privilege and the greatest honor of my life.
It seems until a soldier's wounded or killed in Iraq, the servicemen and women there operate off the front pages. The war that is not a war, non-combat soldiers in combat. Have we forgotten the men and women still serving in Baghdad? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 7th. Revisiting that non-combat area in which five soldiers were killed in Iraq just this week.
We begin with the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan. The president told Hearst Television yesterday that the futures of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan will be decided in the next few months. Difficult decision this month when the president will decide how many U.S. troops to bring home from Afghanistan this summer.
I'll be making announcements soon. What I've said is this summer is a summer of transition where we start handing over more responsibility for the security of Afghanistan to the Afghan government.
Original plan was to bring home about 5,000 U.S. soldiers next month, but the situation on the ground may speed that up.
By us killing Osama bin Laden, getting al-Qaeda back on its heels, stabilizing much of the country in Afghanistan so the Taliban can't take it over, it's now time for us to recognize that we've accomplished a big chunk of our mission.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates tells ABC News, meanwhile, a drawdown in Afghanistan is about security, not arithmetic.
It is important, as we did in Iraq, to have a strategy behind the numbers, not to just pluck a single number out and say, okay, that's the number. That's math, not strategy.
Gates says he'd rather see a gradual conditions-based withdrawal.
In Iraq, U.S. military commanders say they're faced with the most dangerous mission left, getting the last troops out safely. Our partner, the New York Times, reports the U.S. military is paying 10 Iraqi tribal leaders $10,000 a month each, ostensibly for a highway beautification program, but more likely for security. In recent weeks, insurgents have stepped up their efforts to kill Americans, as highlighted by yesterday's rocket attack that killed five U.S. soldiers. Turning now to Yemen, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is reportedly working with the Saudis on a deal that would remove President Ali Saleh from power.
We think an immediate transition is in the best interests of the Yemeni people.
President Saleh remains in a Saudi hospital. U.S. officials tell CNN Saleh suffered burns on 40% of his body and a collapsed lung. But Yemen's vice president dismissed that report and says Saleh will return to power within days.
Huge wildfire in Arizona getting worse. It's now about 365 square miles in size, about the size of New York City. Thousands of residents, like Barbara Keene, have been told to be ready to evacuate.
I can't even describe it. It's just horrific. I'm going to have to get, I think, a mask because it's really hard to breathe here.
Cause of the fire believed to be an abandoned campfire.
Austin Goolsbee, President Obama's longtime economic advisor, will resign this summer and return to teaching at the University of Chicago. And New York Congressman Anthony Weiner's mea culpa yesterday is turning into be a topic of conversation for late-night talk shows. We're going to actually take a look about whether Anthony Weiner's political career is over in just about 15 minutes. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 12,089, the S&P at 1,286. The NASDAQ will open at 2047. Well, again, we will talk about the political crisis facing Congressman Anthony Weiner. One takeaway listener named Kimberly said this on Facebook. If he's not smart enough or in control enough to think that exchanging lewd photos might backfire someday, we don't need him in a leadership position. What do you think? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to talk more about it later this hour. But first, yesterday was one of the deadliest days for American troops in Iraq. We're going to check in on the non-battle there as we reach the last few months of our operations in Iraq.